sinking in the dozen shipwrecked sailors' eyes. They try to drag me down with others off the drone.
Hello, this is Carl Weinschenk for the Daily Music Break at www.dailymusicbreak.com. Thanks very much for tuning in and listening. We're here speaking today. We're very pleased to be speaking with Rupert Waits,
Hello. A
singer-songwriter, and we're going to chat with him for a few minutes about his music. Hi, Rupert. How are you?
Hi, Carl. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Just fine. It's very nice to meet you, and thanks a lot for taking time out.
Sure.
First of all, Rupert, before we get started, could you please tell folks where they can find your music and learn more about you?
You've got to go to www.rupertwaitsmusic.com. Rupert is R-U-P-E-R-T, and Waits is W-A-T-E-S. So it's rupertwaitsmusic.com, and you can find all kinds of interesting tidbits about me there, and music samples and videos and family secrets and embarrassing jokes, all the rest of it, yeah.
Right. I guess they're not secrets anymore.
No, that's right.
They're probably in your songs.
Perhaps, but secrets don't really exist in our age, I don't think, because they're all on Facebook before you know it.
Absolutely, yeah. I worry about it whenever my phone clicks.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I understand you're touring right now. Is that true?
I'm not touring now, but I will be this weekend, and from the end of next week, I'll be touring, and I'm mostly touring. I spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah. Where are your next few dates?
I'm going to be in Kansas this weekend, Topeka, Kansas, and then after the end of next week, I'll be going down to the south. I'll be going to Virginia, Carolinas, South Carolina, Maryland, then back up to New York.
Great. Okay, well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Describe a little bit about your music. I know that's a very broad question, and I'm going to post some of your music along with the interview. But if you could introduce the folks to what kind of music you play, that would be great.
Well, essentially, it's acoustic. I've been playing acoustic guitar now most of my life, and I find that the sound of the acoustic guitar just works best with my voice and with the kind of things that I like to say. So I've stuck with the acoustic guitar, and that tends to dictate really the kind of songs that I write and the sound that I make. Mm-hmm. And it's very closely allied to my voice and my general temperament, I would say. It seems to work best with both those things. I've done a lot of jazz in my time. I've worked with a lot of jazz performers in London and in New York, and so there are jazzy elements to what I do, but there are also a lot of folk elements, and there are elements of vaudeville and even cabaret, because I'm interested in that world, and I've even performed on the stage in London, so I know a little bit about acting, and that tends to infect my music as well. So a little bit of all those different elements comes into it.
It's a whole potpourri.
Yeah, I would guess that it's all in the service of one thing, which is telling a story. I use whatever I can to tell the particular story that I have decided to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I find I have quite a big palette of colors to choose from, which is for me an advantage. There are some artists I can think of, like Bob Dylan, who never really varied his tonal palette very much. And most of his songs have only three or four chords, which I admire. But I've always been someone who likes to, try out different sounds and more complicated harmonies and all that kind of stuff, if it's required by the subject that I'm approaching. So,
in the little email one of my compatriots here sent out to you, as who your influences are, you mentioned that the major influences, you mentioned a few names, but you mentioned Joni Mitchell, Leo Kaki, and John Martin.
Yes.
Do you know
John Martin's material yourself?
It's funny. I was telling you before that I posted today on Davy Graham, and I was going to ask you who John Martin was, because the name didn't ring a bell, but his name came up while I was doing a little bit of research about Graham. So I guess he's an acoustic guitar player.
Yeah, he plays acoustic. Actually, he died a couple of years ago. I think 2010, I think he died. And he was... about 60 when he died. So I sort of grew up listening to his music in the 70s. I was introduced to him, his music, through someone at school, at my school, and just very much liked the sound that he made. He's got a super voice, very, very expressive, very, very ambient sounding, but also very musicianly, if that is a contradiction in terms. And I, if you like, you know, moody music in particular, I think you would enjoy John Martin. He tends to be very, a little bit too mellow for some people's taste, but there was a whole other side to him which not isn't which is not so well known, shall we say, which was a lot more, a lot darker, a lot angrier, and a lot noisier. And that's he used to move between those two poles quite very effectively when he was performing. Anyway, that's so John Martin is one of my influences, certainly. Yeah.
Is he in the whole John Renbourn, Burt Jantz area?
He is.
Pentangle?
He is, yeah. He came from the same group, and he hung out with those people, but he's not a virtuoso guitarist like Burt Jantz was, or John Renbourn. Yeah, he was more... his guitar playing was more to support the song rather than being a feature in itself, whereas Burt Jantz has a lot of instrumentals, and it was clearly a, you know, a virtuoso player in terms of his actual guitar playing technique. So yeah, John Martin was more of a vocalist and singer songwriter performer, I think, than either of those two other guys.
Tell me a little bit about your songwriting process. I think it fits in. We're talking more about John Martin than you.
That's all right.
you're a instrument. You know, you are a very, very, very fine guitar player, and you are a fine singer. And you write the songs. What is there a process that goes on here? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, excuse me. It tends to. I don't really have a process so much. I think it's important not to have a too clearly defined process when you come to writing songs. But one thing I would say is very important is to have a very comfortable couch, because you spend a lot of time sitting on your couch when you're writing, and you have to be very comfortable. So I've learned how important that is to make yourself comfortable physically, wherever you may be when you're writing a song.
I would sleep, though.
Sleep, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I have actually, you know, written songs in my sleep. I wouldn't say they were the best songs that I've written, but it has certainly happened. And I used to have more of a clearly defined technique when I was in London, because I was having to write an awful lot of material. I was having to record about 15 songs a year for my publisher, which doesn't sound like very much, but if you're recording 15 songs, you would probably have written at least 30 in order to choose 15 songs that are worth recording. So I was writing almost a song a week for several years when I was working with my more closely with my music publisher, and I developed a strong technique through doing that, and which meant that the moves that you make as a songwriter come more naturally, and I don't have to spend so long looking for the right chord or for the right change, the right modulation, the right word, because I've developed the muscle of songwriting to the point where it's a lot easier for me and a lot faster than it used to be.
And the lyrics come later. Where do you get? Do you just observe things and?
Yeah, I. Sorry, yeah, but I. For me, melody is the single most important thing in songwriting. Words I've always found easier because I'm just naturally a more verbal person. So given that I have to struggle more with the melody and the music, it's best for me to start with those from that point, because I know that the words will be there when I need them, you know. But as I said, it's important not to have too clearly defined a process. And besides, there isn't really a distinction between words and music in songwriting. Words have a music of their own, and you choose them because of their sounds as much as for their meaning. Right. So the words are music, you know, and they're very much inseparable from the music that you choose to support them.
And when they meet, you have scat singing, I guess.
And I'm lousy at that. I'm not an improviser, you know. I'm too scared. I need to be safe when I'm performing for people, or even when I'm writing. I need to feel, you know, that I'm in my safe zone. So I don't dare scat sing, and I ought to, because it's important to leave your comfort zone. You know.
Now it says in the notes that you were commissioned to write a musical when you graduated from college. What was?
Yes, that's right. Well, I wrote a musical about a playwright called Goldoni, who was a Venetian playwright in the 17th or 18th century, I think. And I never really looked back from that because it led on to other commissions that I was given. And before I knew where I was, it had become a full-time thing, you know. So I started in the world of musical theatre, which was natural to me because I've done a lot of acting anyway, as I mentioned. But I wasn't limited to musical theatre. I did all kinds of different writing.
Yes, so you have a wide variety, you have a wide realm that you've covered.
It's true, yeah, but I've been doing this for a while now, you know, so I suppose it's not surprising I've covered a lot of ground, but and it's all learning, you know, it's all learning.
When you perform, do you find there's a discern, you know, you're talking about going down south, going out at least to the Midwest, and I'm sure you perform in and around in the Northeast and in Europe. Is there a difference between audiences,
Well,
do you
actually,
find?
yeah, funnily enough, I've just come back from being in Poland. I
Oh.
was there for about 10 days, and we did find that the audiences there treated us with a great deal of respect. Almost, they were almost reverential in the respect that they gave us, which I felt I couldn't take entirely seriously, but it was very flattering. I think that in continental Europe, there is more respect for artists and for musicians, and they look after you better than they tend to do here in America and in Britain. In Britain, certainly, I was always having to apologize for the fact that I was a musician, and it wasn't taken seriously as a vocation. But in continental Europe, certainly France, Germany, and Central Europe, it is respected as a way of life, as are the other arts. And here in America, I do find there are differences in the audiences and the reception they give you. And in the smaller towns, certainly, it's much better than it is in the bigger towns. You know, I tend to play away from big cities because I find that big cities don't really care about the performers who come to them because there are so many of them. It's very difficult to get their attention and their interest. But if you go to a very small town in Wyoming or Montana, you will find that people are interested because you're the only show in town, and that works for me. In addition to all that, is the fact that I'm from Britain because that gives me an exotic quality which I think has helped me here in America. Wherever I am in America, that works in my favor. You know, I'm always the foreigner. So,
Yours.
yeah.
Now you perform. You have a. You perform with other one other gentleman in the Night Watchers, and
Right.
you perform as a solo as well.
Yeah, but I bring my. I have some very good musicians here in New York who I work with, and I bring them with me when I can. But I can't usually afford to bring them very far because if we're traveling more than 2 hours or 3 hours drive from New York, the costs are going to be prohibitive. And if I'm going further than that from their home base, then I have to travel alone because I can't otherwise make it work financially. But I do bring them with me whenever I can, particularly my bassist, who's also from Central Europe. He's Trifon Dimitrov, and he's a very good player, and I try to bring him with me whenever I can.
Great. And do you have an album coming out, or are you in between?
Well, I just finished one which we released in March of this year. That's the Rank Outsiders Ball. And I've just started writing songs for a new album, but I won't finish that until 2016. But in the meantime, I'm going to record an album with my friend Bartosz, who plays piano with me in the group that you mentioned, the Night Watchers. We're going to record an album of songs in about 3 months' time. But it's pre-existing material. I mean, that is my own songs, but it'll feature songs which have already been recorded on other albums. There won't be any new material on that album. We're just recording our live set, which is, you know, gives the songs a different flavor to the one that they have on the existing recordings.
So you have no couch time for this one. This one you don't have to go onto the couch to
No, but I have been spending a lot of time on my couch building up songs for the album, which I will be recording in 2016. I've already got four or five songs towards that, and as a result, I've been sitting on my couch already for days at a time over the last several weeks and months.
Should put the couch on the album
I
cover.
think I you think you're joking, but I think I probably will. But that's a very slow burning thing. I'm in no hurry to finish that album.
Rupert, this has been great. It's been a true pleasure
Thank you.
talking to you. If you could again tell folks where to find
Yeah, sure.
your music and more information about your tour, and just to keep up to speed with you, that would be great.
Do you want me to give the website again?
Please do.
Yeah, it's www.rupertwaitsmusic.com. Waits is spelled Waites. Rupertwaitsmusic.com. Thank you.
Thank you very
Yeah.
much. And this is the Daily Music Break at www.dailymusicbreak.com. The Daily Music Break covers all music, regardless of genre or era. Please stop by, check it out, and also sign up for some free email newsletters. Rupert, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Carl. Nice talking to you. All the best. Yeah, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Drowned, I'm looking in a dozen shipwrecked sailors' eyes. They try to drag me down with others off the drown. Now